Job chapter 40, Yahweh continued to speak to Job. He said, "Should anyone who wishes to criticize try to correct the Almighty? He who argues with God, let him answer." Then Job answered Yahweh and said, "See, I am insignificant. How can I answer you? I put my hand over my mouth. I spoke once, and I will not answer. Indeed, twice, but I will proceed no further." Then Yahweh answered Job out of a fierce storm and said, "Now gird up your loins like a man, for I will ask you questions, and you must answer me. Will you actually say that I am unjust? Will you condemn me so you may claim that you are in the right? Do you have an arm like God's, and can you thunder with a voice like His? Now clothe yourself in glory and dignity. Array yourself in honor and majesty. Scatter around the excess of your anger. Look at everyone who is proud and bring him low. Look at everyone who is proud and bring him low. Trample down wicked people where they stand. Bury them in the earth together. Imprison their faces in the hidden place. Then will I also acknowledge about you that your own right hand can save you. See now the behemoth which I made when I made you. He eats grass like an ox. See now his strength is in his loins, and his power is in his belly's muscles. He makes his tail like a cedar. The sinews of his thighs are joined together. His bones are like tubes of bronze. His legs are like bars of iron. He is the chief of the creatures of God. Only God who made him can defeat him. For the hills provide him with food. The beasts of the field play nearby. He lies under the lotus plants in the shelter of the reeds in the marshes. The lotus plants cover him with their shade. The willows of the brook are all around him. See, if a river floods its banks, he does not tremble. He is confident, though the Jordan should surge up to his mouth. Can anyone capture him with a hook, or pierce his nose through with a snare?